You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls.
You're loose. Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Cleveland Browns tickets are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Again, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Get your tickets. The season opens September the 8th. That is 6 days from now against, of course, I guess maybe it's, yeah, a little bit more than 6 days from now. I should say it's bad. That's bad math on my part. 9 days. But the NFL season.
It's rare bad math by you.
The NFL season starts in 6 days. That's what I was excited about. Next Thursday. The Browns in 9 days. So get your tickets. Be a part of it again. ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Now, Vic. Is Gerard now? Are we going to Gerard?
Gerard's now,
he's
I think.
Ready?
Yeah, he's
good.
Always,
Gerard, let's
Gerard's
bring
always
him in.
Ready.
He's always ready. Let's bring in the third member of this Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford team, the one and only Gerard Cherry. Gerard, what's up, bro?
Nate, dog, what's happening, my man?
I am doing well. Now, Gerard, you are the perfect person to ask about this because I did not like what I saw from Leon McFadden last night. I don't know if it's a combination of mental, physical errors or just the fact that he got beaten up and down the field by the reserves of the Chicago Bears, but what's your assessment of Leon McFadden for those untrained eyes? Is this a technique thing? Is he thinking too much, playing too slow? What happened with McFadden? Because I thought he made strides against the Colts and then looked kind of lost out there and was really picked on. They were trying to pick on him, and they did so very effectively, over 100 yards given up by McFadden in this game.
Well, Nathan, it's like any relationship. It's a trust thing. And trust in your technique, trust in your skill set, trust in your ability. And what I saw was a guy not trusting the reason why he got drafted in the third round, playing off pretty deep and not really taking any chances or any risks. You don't get your name in the paper playing safe and pretty much just being cautious, and that's what he was. Last night was a chance for him to take a chance. Obviously, work on your technique, not be foolish, but I saw a guy that wasn't taking any chances, and he played safe. And even when you play safe, you can still get beaten. We saw that last night.
Yeah, I you're absolutely right about that. In a preseason game, chance taking, giving it, you know, going all out, especially when you're in a position to make an impression. I mean, those are the guys you expect in a game like this to be doing that. David Nelson was also that guy, and we saw a lot of tentativeness there, and a lot of hesitation and just general discomfort. And Gerard, I just wonder if he was put into he wasn't, we know this, he wasn't put into a fair position, but he had to do something with that opportunity. The stage was, you know, the lights were on, he was, you know, out there at center stage, he had to deliver, and I'm thinking he didn't.
No, that performance won't get you an Oscar or Emmy or a Grammy by any stretch of the imagination.
Or a roster spot.
Or a roster spot.
It was kind of like Miley Cyrus at the VMAs.
It wasn't vulgar. I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say that. I give him some credit. Now, if we talk about David Nelson, you want to give him a pass because of the fact that guy's coming off of knee surgery and just the ailments that he's dealt with. But even in his case, though, he had opportunities to step up. And had he made those catches in which he fell down the ground, we're talking about he's a shoe-in on this roster today. Right now, you got to be saying to yourself, he may not make this team as well, because they really can't say, well, potential-wise, what he did, because it didn't show up last night. So David didn't help himself. Leon, I just be real with you, Vic and Nathan. I think he's safe because of the fact he is a third-round draft pick. And what are you really going to do? You work with him all camp, you're going to cut him? You can't make that move because that looks bad for the organization at large. So Leon is safe, but at the same time, he's going to have to get out of this mindset. Don't play it safe, man. I made that mistake. Don't be safe out there. You have talent. You were drafted for a reason. Go out there and believe that and take chances, man.
Get into that. Get into that. What's the mental? No, talk about it from the inside. What happens? You said you did that. So walk us through what the mindset is or was, why a player would do that you now look back on a little bit, it sounds like, with a little regret. But what holds you back?
Well, what holds you back is, well, I don't want to make a mistake because I'm worried about making a roster. I want to have a career here, and then I'm thinking about having a career and the longevity of that, how to provide for myself, how to take care of my family, and those things may weigh on you. And then you say, you know what? I'm not going to take no chances. I made it here. But that can't be your mentality. Your mentality has to be, you know what? I'm going to go out swinging. And if I don't go out swinging, then why even go out there? And what I saw last night was a guy who was just saying, you know what? I think I'm safe. I'm not going to do anything to rock the boat here to make sure that I jeopardize being in the National Football League. And you can't play that way, because if you do play that way, you will be relegated to special teams. And hopefully, if you're lucky, get on a nickel and dime package. And that's not a guarantee as well. So it's just a mentality of thinking, Vic, that you have to preserve what you do, what you think you already have, instead of going after more. Leon's in a position where if he balls out last night, he's in the conversation for being a starter.
Starter, yeah.
And I think he missed that picture. Do not be complacent. Go out there and get all you can, man. Don't be happy just being in NFL.
I agree. And do you think this cornerback position, after seeing Leon's performance, knowing that Chris Owens we haven't seen in a couple of weeks, he has the foot issue, and knowing really that I think Buster Skrin looks so much more comfortable being that inside slot corner, that this team is going to be looking hard and long at cornerbacks that are released from around the NFL, and that a guy who maybe could end up starting very soon for this team might not be in the building right now?
It's a possibility. Again, what saves them, Nathan and Vic, is the fact that Leon's a third round draft pick this year. You can't just throw the guy to the side and say, hey, we'll deal with that and just call him a
stack. No, certainly not. But, I mean, do you feel comfortable right now knowing that in a three cornerback set in the nickel defense, Chris Owens, we haven't seen battling a foot injury, or Leon McFadden have to be out there? And if something were to happen to Joe Hayden or Buster Skrin.
Oh, yeah. If that goes down, Nathan, heck, I might put in my application to apply.
Once you're there, yeah, absolutely.
But you still have to be a regular on CBD.
Exactly.
Regardless of your schedule. Okay.
They'll be signing everybody that played the cornerback position if that caper goes down. So, yeah, you have to concern yourself with that. And that right there is going to have an adverse effect on the rest of the roster, because now you do seriously have to look at the cornerback position, the dime spot, and say, we have to be able to compete on some level. Granted, I think a great pass rush will make everybody and then some look better, so we also got to keep that in account as well.
Jerod Cherry joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. Jerod, the team dynamic with the possibility and even the likelihood that we could be seeing players on this roster who weren't here either who either recently came like within days of arriving here or will be newly added in, say, the next 24 hours or so. What does that do, you think? And is that for a team that's still, again, finding its way, new head coach and the familiarity, you use that word trust a lot, which is a great word, between players and coaches, players and each other, players and themselves. How does that come into the dynamic when here's the first week you're getting ready for that first game and you look around the locker room and there might be three or four new faces there?
Yeah, and it is a shock. It's like, hey, and nice to meet you, Jerod Cherry. And it throws you off, don't get me wrong. At the same time, for the locker room's sake and for the culture, you hope that guy is a good human being, someone that's a teammate, someone that will go out there and work hard and is a positive addition to the team. If this guy has a skill set that's less than the guy that they got rid of, that will cause ramifications to go throughout the locker room in a negative fashion. So if the guy comes in and he's a baller and you see that and he can help with the team getting better, you'll respect and accept that. But if a guy comes in and he's a bust, then it's going to be a problem.
Certainly there will be a problem. What did you think last night of the linebackers? That's a position that we've been looking at a lot here, trying to figure out who's going to end up on the 53-man roster. JMJ, LJ Fort, Tank Carter all had very nice plays. Obviously, the two turnovers, Fort and JMJ, he returned his interception to the house. What do you think of that backup inside linebacker play? And, you know, which of those guys do you think might has a good chance to hang on here?
I tell you what, JMJ and Carter, heck, you might want to start calling them Miami Vice, because they were looking good last night, man. You hate to see one of those guys go, and it's going to really come down to who's more prominent on special teams. And that's a good problem to have when you're not sure who you should get rid of in that inside linebacker spot. But really, it's going to boil down to what goes on in special teams. But I was very encouraged by what I saw from their effort and how they played last night.
Yeah, I think so, too. And probably, if there's one part of this team that we can all agree we're going to feel pretty good about, the best about going into the season, it is that front seven.
Oh, right?
I mean, there's almost nothing there that – now, I say that knowing Jabal Sheard is and he should be fine coming back from that knee injury, has this extra time to rest it. The Barkevious Mingo discussion of uncertainty with that bruised lung lingers out there. But you saw the way Quinton Groves played. We know what Paul Kruger can do. Desmond Bryant, yeah, he had a little bit of a back spasm issue, but looks to be fine as well, and he'll be in there. I'll tell you, that front, the thought of what that front seven can do and will mean right off the bat against Ryan Tannehill, and I could just see him hopefully running for his life from this front seven, sets a good tone for me.
Yes, and it does for me. I'm encouraged about that as well, because the defense is about attacking, being aggressive, and it starts with that front seven. And across the board, ones and twos and threes, you have to be impressed by what they've accomplished. Now, if we can just get the secondary up to that level, watch out.
Agreed, and I think one of the reasons that this team was designed the way that it was to generate all that pressure, to take some pressure, no pun intended, off of the back end of this defense, which is going to need that help from those guys getting to the quarterback. And I think when you look at Paul Kruger, I've been impressed with Quinton Groves and his ability to get to the quarterback. I think that this outside linebacking group, even without Barkevious Mingo, who sounds like we don't know if he'll be available for week one or not, they're going to be able to generate pressure, especially against a team that's going to struggle at the tackle position like the Miami Dolphins.
I agree with you, Nathan, wholeheartedly. Isn't that something novel?
Take away pressure. I just think that means we're pretty smart, Gerard.
I have to agree with you there.
See how it works?
Yep. All right. Hey, Gerard.
You don't sound too encouraged about that, Vic.
Well, he gets mad at us when we have too much fun and then we have our pom-poms.
Those pom-poms going. No, I love fun. I just want you
to keep those
under your chairs.
Those
are
pom-poms
orange
for us, though. That was more like the Gerard Nathan pom-poms.
Exactly.
Those weren't necessarily brown and orange.
That works for me. Yeah. That works for me. I got to ask you this one. How cool was it to see the Spencer Landing story last night? That led a nice
awesome
storyline, didn't it, to the game?
Oh, it was a very cool story because it didn't start off too hot, but he got together. I mean, that's do more than what you're called to do. Go beyond the call of duty. And if we can get a bunch of guys, 53 across the board, doing those type of things, you're going to win. It's just that simple, but hard to find.
All right, you're going to be on Hooligans, right, after
the
show? All right, and we'll look forward to hearing more of your analysis there. Thank you for being with us, as always, and we'll do this again next week several
times. Looking forward to it, man. It's always a pleasure.
All right, Gerard.
Your one and only Gerard Cherry joining us here. Hey, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got more coming up. Call us, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. We will be getting into some of your tweets at Browns_Daily. It's Vic and Nathan right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Brush my teeth, find that clip I've been looking for since last night.